I think he expected me to be embarrassed and to evade his question, but I told him the truth. I went back to fetch my sword, I told him. I wished I had serpent breath at that moment, because I hated being without her. But the palace doorkeeper had insisted I give up all my weapons, even the small knife I used for eating. He nodded seriously, as if that was a good reason. It's a special sword? The best in the world, Lord. He smiled at that, recognizing a boy's misplaced enthusiasm. So you went back to Earl Ragnar? I nodded this time, but said nothing. Who did not hold you prisoner, Uhtred? He said sternly. Indeed, he never did he? He treated you like a son. I loved him, I blurted out. He stared at me, and I became uncomfortable under his gaze. He had very light eyes that gave you the sense of being judged. Yet in Yofarik, Alfred went on mildly, they are saying you killed him. Now it was my time to stare at him. I was angry, confused, astonished and surprised. So confused that I did not know what to say. But why was I so surprised? What else would Kjartan claim? Except I thought Kjartan must have thought me dead, or I hoped he thought me dead. They lie, Breda said flatly. Do they? Alfred asked me, still in a mild voice. They lie, I said angrily. I never doubted it, he said. He put down his quills and knife, and leaned over to the heap of stiff parchments that rested on his pile of books, and sifted through them until he found the one he was looking for. He read for a few moments. Kjartan, is that how it is pronounced? Kjartan, I corrected him, making the J sound like a Y. Earl Kjartan now, Alfred said, and reckoned to be a great lord, owner of 4 ships. That's all written down? I asked. Whatever I discover of my enemies is written down, Alfred said. Which is why you are here, to tell me more. Did you know Ivar the Boneless is dead? My hand instinctively went to Thor's hammer, which I wore under my jerkin. No. Dead? It astonished me. Such was my awe of Ivar that I suppose I had thought he would live forever. But Alfred spoke the truth. Ivar the Boneless was dead. He was killed fighting against the Irish, Alfred said. And Ragnar's son has returned to Northumbria with his men. Will he fight Kjartan? If he knows Kjartan killed his father, I said, he'll disembowel him. Earl Kjartan has sworn an oath of innocence in the matter, Alfred said. Then he lies. He's a Dane, Alfred said, and the truth is not in them. He gave me a sharp look, doubtless for the many lies I had fed him over the years. He stood then and paced the small room. He had said that I was there to tell him about the Danes, but in the next few moments he was the one who did the telling. King Burgred of Mercia, he said, was tired of his Danish overlords and had decided to flee to Rome. Rome? I was taken there twice as a child, he said, and I remember the city as a very untidy place, that was said very sternly. But a man feels close to God there, so it is a good place to pray. Burgred is a weak man, but he did his small best to alleviate Danish rule. And once he is gone, then we can expect the Danes to fill his land. They will be on our frontier. They will be in Chirinchester. He looked at me. Kjartan knows you're alive.
He does?
Of course he does. The Danes have spies just as we do. And Alfred's spies, I realized, had to be efficient, for he knew so much.